Good morning and welcome to teleconference and reports of fourth quarter of Celsia reports. All the lines have been placed on mute to avoid any single noise in the background. After the comments of the speaker, there will be a Q&A session. If you want to ask some questions at that time, just pulse asterisk plus one in the keyboard after one. Thank you very much. Now, for me, it's a pleasure to give the floor to Ricardo Sierra, CEO of Celsia. Please go ahead, Ricardo.
Thank you very much, Samuel. Good morning to everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being with me to this conference of results in this company for the fourth quarter of 2018. Today we have loaded with good energy with the results of the previous year. Very positive, and it was a perspective positive as well for this 2019. The results, as a consequence of the efforts of our people, allows us to continue increasing and growing up and strengthen the business, and the talent and culture is a differential in the market as well as our clients perceive. So definitely 2018 is going to reflect that 18 of the culture and that we have developed. In the last call, we talked about the sales of assets because of the Celsia NEPSA and the delivery commercial representation of Marilectrica. Well, that transaction was approved and executed successfully from the first year of January, consolidated operation in Colombia NEPSA, which improves capacities, organizational, and optimize the management of this energetic portfolio. Today, we have participation of 61.3% of EPSA. Now let's see the moving forward in the projects. In our business and transmission and distribution, you have been delivering opportunity in the line with some, according to the CRGE, with the Plan Caribe project. We hope to deliver in the total these works with the first quarter of this year with the ended up of the last projects in Barranquilla. We achieved some concessions in the total investment of these projects, initially estimated a budget near 170 billion, thanks to some optimizations achieved in the CRIF, more than 430 billion. With the total of the projects in operation, we're going to have an increase, to a 50% increase to the last yearly distribution. As you can see, it's really important, our achievements. We executed 6 or 7 projects in the time, and the time chart with some savings important because of the profitability, so it'll be great as well in this case. In the end of the last year, at UPME, with advocated with the construction of the new subestimation to Toluviejo, 220 kilovolts, and Department of Sucre, 160 kilometers to the lines of transmission, Chinú, Toluviejo, and Toluviejo Bolívar. This project should be operated in the second semester of 2020, and it's going to require some investments, approximately USD 70 million. So that allows us to count to continue with the electrical network more trustful and with better quality. In addition, there was going to be a better connection future with future projects of the generation, because it's not the total of the business that we achieve in order to give a second breath, in this case, with the Plan Caribe as well. In this renewable energy non-conventionals, like Solar Bolivar with capacity 8.1 megawatts and delivering energy to the system since November, more than 150 megawatts located in Santander, Valledupar, and Tolima. We hope initiating this construction and building up in these coming 2 years with all this package. It's going to give us and contribute some incomes near $80 million. So according to our operation in this totally of the farmers, we are working this division with RAPs and some others near 80 megawatts with photovoltaic system. We're talking about 80 megawatts is participating according to the production and to start another building apps related to the Dalit technology with 80 megawatts, we hope will be a qualification process for the auction's participation of energy in the end of this month. And in the end, we're going to talk about it in the end as well. This project, San Andres, is going to be 35% of Antioquia with this execution. We moved with the diggings of the slopes in the ways of the access roads, in the manufacture of pipelines as well, and manufacturing of electromechanical equipment. We're talking about with the tunnel, which is really small. It's a really small tunnel on the concrete of the machines as well. This PCH has a capacity of 1999 megawatts. It's previewed the entrance of operation in 2020. It's really important we achieve a little return of the time chart because of the summer to update systems, so we are fulfilling and have a compliance as well. In the financial phase, we have a good news because we achieved to get a finance, what we call the mechanical mechanisms, in order to achieve something better with a competitive rate, 1.55% to a term of 12 years. So it wasn't in our business plan, but it's a substantial important in this case. Before giving a general context about the industry, I would like to tell you about the closing 2018. We reached 624,000 clients, increasing over our estimations. And we continue to strengthen the proposal and experience of our clients as well as the energy market. The expectation of increasing is our business very positive, and that's why we make investments of 618,000 million, enhancing 20% in Colombia's executive investments because of 592,000 million, Copa and Central America, USD, 10.4 million per business. We're talking about 384,000 million, the word transmission and distribution, 171,000 million. Let's see what is going to talk about the industry in Colombia. The demanding of accumulated energy of seen during the quarter has an increase in 3.7 related to the same period 2017. So the regulated market increased in 2.6 in the regulated market. So it's a good behavior, boosted mainly because of the favorable panorama, like the economy of the country. So the demanding is the energy of EPSA. Is the commercial is pulling over more than the industrial one, so there are good signals as well. On the other hand, when you see the demand of energy events increasing the value of Cauca, we're talking about 8% according to the quarter. As you can see, value of Cauca is pulling up and is giving better conditions. We have been doing some publicity in this case. Related to the Rosolica contributions in the scene, they presented a behavior 80% of the historic average, according to the summer that you see in the middle of the year. The reservoirs that were like 72% at the end of December at EPSA, and the historical contributions, they were 96% of the same ones during the quarter. According to the weather in the last quarter, related to the El Niño phenomenon, that produced a diminution of flows related to the previous months, especially in the second half of this December. For the first quarter 2013, the climatic standards they have a probability of 85% of, because there was going to be a really weak phenomenon. El Niño was in a short time as well. So we are working about the expectation related to the El Niño. And the last week, we have an increasing thing, and once again, we came back to the situation in order to generate this condition in 10 years, but it's continued with some features and these characteristics as well. So it has been really affected in some countries, in some of the country. Related to energy, so in a behavior, increasing behavior related to the last quarter, we're talking about 138 pesos kilowatts and 14% over the observed 2017 when it was located. And the price of the contracts in the market, regulated market, it was getting to an average of 192 kilowatts, increasing 8%. In Panama, the total generation of the system reached 2,710 gigawatts per year. So the marginal cost average of the energy was like 65 USD megawatts in the quarter, and the 19th period of the same quarter of 2017. In the end of the system, it was increasing. We're talking about $120 this year. The diesel price reported because of the thermal plants increased 7%, and bunker increased 27%, and carbon increased 16 percent, respectively, according to Panama, because we already have their plant of a carbon plant as well. And this electrical that we have, that we're incorporated, a small plant, almost 10 solar megas. Okay, that is just a little bit the general context. So I'm going to give the floor to Esteban in order to give us more report about it. So I remind you, sir, all this information is available for the investors and the petition, and it will be pending of answers some questions. So with that, they haven't going to be able to do so because of the budget and everything. We're going to clarify during the way for everything will be ready. Thank you, Ricardo. In the fourth quarter of the consolidator, we're talking about 906,000 millions related to the increase at 10%. We would like to highlight these kind of situations with 762,000 millions in operation in Colombia. It was increasing 80%, as well as the incomes in Central America, that with $45 million, with the diminishing of 24%. We have accumulated with the total, we're talking about 3 billion, with increasing of 11%, and the incomes in Colombia represented the 81% of consolidated, while in Central America represented 90%. Because of the business, the generation of energy in Colombia added $379 million, increasing in 97%. The generation of quantities of energy, we're talking about 1,460 gigawatts with a diminution of 5%. The hydraulic was the ones who diminished with 8.5 related to the previous year due to the comparison base that we have in the fourth quarter of 2017, because versus of the conditions and the formation of the phenomenon of the La Niña. If we see the hydraulic generation in Colombia reached 1,110 gigawatts, is the second major level quarter to the full year. So we're talking about in the free zone, Celsius increased 9% as generating 353 gigawatts, increasing of the restrictions of the Caribbean coast. The quantity of energy sold in stock exchange was 799 gigawatts, with a diminishing of 18% related to the previous year. It was compensated because it has an increase of the prices, registering an income of 200,000 million related to the previous year. The charge of profitability reached 104,000 million and enhanced the 11% of the biggest TRM. Central America, the income of generation reached 142,000 million, equivalent to $45 million, which represent a diminishing of 24%. Diminishing of income due to the ending up of the contracts in Catiba and the distributors that we have, and we hope we have a recovering as well as we enhance the contracts, bilateral contracts, on a medium and a long term. Some other relevant topics about Panama, for example, the system has presented some events, interruptions in the electrical flow for many various sectors in order to give solutions. So we have a requirement from the Bahia, Las Minas, and Simas of 3 weeks, even with some related associates. At the moment that we have some associated contracts, which is a very important role for the Panamanian role. To BLN was expired the contract of sales of energy December last year. We are working establishing the operation of BLE. We achieved an agreement with our partner, and we're working to stabilize this BLM according to our Panamanian partner, to establish this association partnership continuity, as well as we have access because of the contract, because we already started this first year, so we didn't accomplish and fulfilled any modification in particular. Related to T&D business, the incomes and usage of connections or networks, we're talking about 76,000 million. Well, it's in increasing of 14%. Positive behavior because of the incomes and projects of Plan Caribe, the biggest demanding of SDL, and better incomes as well. The incomes of the business of commercialization of retailers added 267,000 million because of the increasing of 18 as a result of a bigger sales press in the regulated market, as I demanded in the market not regulated. In this quarter, we added clients in Mercado Regulado thanks to the delivery of near 2,000 new units of housing in the Valle del Cauca, 53 new clients in non-regulated market. The well-developed of the non-regulated market, albeit the search of the new customers of some geographics. Thanks to this, we have 300 clients out of the Valle del Cauca. Currently, 84% of these invoicing is made by the Bogotá, Antioquia, Córdoba, and Bolívar, as well as 60%. So at this point, I would like to highlight the commercialization of a detail, deliver 590 gigawatts of energy in the first quarter and represents an increase of 9%. In the market, non-regulated market, thanks to the commercial management and new equipments. In these coming quarters, we have a trend. We keep thanks to the effort of the team and the regulated net market. We're talking about 4.8 in comparison with the observed in the fourth quarter 2017, which is higher than 2.6 average. Commercialization of gas and transportation added 22,000 million, showing an increase of 32% due to bigger volumes and commercialized with some events and restrictions in the current. The operational incomes added 18,000 million with the important increase faced in the same period of 2017. Actually, contribution to the portfolio of new products and services. The sales cost, the consolidator registered 616,000 million, increasing 12. By the way, we're talking about 160,000 million with a reduction of 10%, while the variable cost registered 430,000 million, increasing 26% in Colombia. The sales cost was superior due mainly to bigger prices of oil and fuel, because in order to attend these things. In Central America, the cost and sales were less than 21% due to the less dispatch of Cariba and BLM, and the cost of sales consolidated in 2018 reached 2.4 billion, increasing 50%. The cost of fixed reached 748,000 million, diminishing 3.9%. In the meantime, the variable cost was 1.76 billion, increasing 26%. Administration expenses registered 58,000 million. It was pretty similar to the quarter of the last year. And in the end of the year, we're talking about these lines. 2018 reached 223,000 million, which has an increase in a 4.5. As a result of this operation, EBITDA added 316,000 million, 2% over the previous year. And is talking about the quarter in this year. Colombia contributed to EBITDA 262,000 million, represented 83% of EBITDA consolidated. Our business in America contributed with USD 15 million. For the accumulated of that year, we're talking about 1.14 billion, which represents an increase in 1% related to 2017. Net debt, we're talking about the four quarter increase, 3.06 billion, which is a really positive behavior in relation with the observed 12 months ago when we had a net debt of 3.6. So there are some strategies to optimize the structures and added to the capital and diminution of interest rates in the fourth quarter, diminished the expense in 18%. Reaching 71,000 millions, and in 2018, those expenses were 295,000 millions, diminishing 10%. So the taxes and provision with the consolidated gains registered 45,000 million with a diminishing of 26% in the quarter, as well as the 35,000 millions due to the deferred for the reduction on the rate and the future as well. I would like to emphasize in these points because during 2018 we have some benefits from taxes about a huge amount, because some of them they were here because of the Ivan productive machinery, and the rest, they came from conscientious and happily talking. For the first time, we have a huge benefit with the approval because of the solar jumbo for this mechanism. So that allows us to decrease the rent. And so in this case, we're talking about 44,000 by 1715. So Esteban, definitely the Eva matter. So according to conscientious, it's right volatile because they have some other amounts, because it's the operational to take these decisions as well. Total, yes. And mainly because of their renewable energies as well. So that lead us that is the net incomes were 180,000 million, increasing 51% to discount the monetary interest. The result, the net attributed to owners of the controllers as well as 64,000 million, with increasing 62%. The 2018, the net gain registered 351,000 million, increasing 40%, and the result was a controller about 228,000 million. Taking into account of the effect of the bigger participation of EPSA in 2018, as a result of attributes to continue reflecting to increase, talking about 29%. Not at all. It's not bad. Not at all. I would like to tell you that the net gaining, it was $179,000 because it considers the profitability in sales about that amount. As Ricardo was mentioning, related to the sales of assets in the period of time. This is why this year we have a difference between the net consolidated and the separated net consolidated in the company as well. To the closing of this quarter, the company closed the box of full cash flow with 444,000 million to a consolidated level because of good development, operational and finance as well. The generation of this situation and the different alternatives of finance allows us to move forward. And something in addition is not in the results in the integral reports, as we were saying here, the need matter. So we check the net inversion investment and transporting of Occidente as well as CELSAM and CEPTA. We can have 28,000 million incomes. That profitability is not important. It's not here in this report, but it's just a freedom of these results as well, as we can see afterwards. With this, I give the floor to Ricardo with the assembly of Board of Trustees and Stockholders. Esteban, I'm really happy because I guess it's really, really, I'm really happy because we had a 2018, and I hope the investors will be really glad with these results as well. Well, I'm going to tell you that we're going to call the General Assembly of the Stockholders. It's going to be this coming March 27th in Medellin, 10 a.m. in Plaza Mayor. We're talking about 197,000 million, which represents 24% of our EBITDA during the year, which is the equivalent of $2.184 per action. This is giving us a dividend yield of 4.2%. It represents an increase in an improvement, an enhancing related to Colombia. It represents a really healthy increase in 4.2% related to the last year. So I hope well, that this year, when you do this analysis because of the profitability, and incomes 2017, we were talking about 248, and if we see 218, that's going to give in 507 per stock. So given the new emission, submission of stocks, if you're talking about 184, we operate all the concentration of energy in EPSA, and we take out, that part is going to be a profitability different. Because talking about 248 to another amount, but taking into account that we have a devaluation of 45%.
So the fall only was only 14 against the 14 that we have at the first quarter. And the action in this case is going to give us from 2017 4,073 pesos, and it's going to arrive 4,341. But if we take this, for example, as well, and the Commission of X talks, we're going to talk about 4.5 in 2001. And we take only EPSA, will be 4,457 in any results of these stocks. We're doing some exclusions in the 4 or 5%, and in fact, it's a really health increasing to 4,017. So we hope these incomes and these values will be continuing, and we'll be happy, our investors as well. Regulatory matters. The Ministry of Mines and Energy called some auctions of energy for 26th and 28th of February. The first auction was a contract of the long term waiting to boost to participate of energies, renewable energies, funds, non-conventional funds that reduce emissions and will be complementary to the traditional resources, as well as incentive the strategic location of the new developments and national where. So what is determined this action? So is there a ton or too much wind? And mainly it's going to get the north coast of Colombia, mainly Guajira, maybe, certainly. In these auctions, it's going to be allotted 1,183 gigawatts in some contracts, medium annual to 12 years. They need the energy to start in December or 2021. To those commercializers that participate as willing, because it's not just an offering, but also as a demand, which is basically distributions of the country which represents looking for some buying of energy of these auctions. On the other hand, we call the auction of charge and confiability to deliver since December 2022. The auction will be done from February 28 this year. A demand objective was defined, CRG, in 82,000. You see that every tango hasn't been participating because some plans they wanted to participate. So these auctions will be delivered with some confiability, with energy delivery, and assured that we didn't have a batch, as we said in the 22 and 23. So here, every single plan participate, we can have the available energy. And this, as a result, this action will be really attractive, that will be ready for 2 or 3 years. It's a very short time, and I get certainly the thing will be really moving forward, this project. This is what we are looking for, to guarantee something that energy that will be enough in order to have a summer. For our company, for Selvia, both auctions are really interesting. As you know, we have some renewable energies, non-conventional, supports our strategy, and we have too many projects which are really attractive to us, even if without the incentives of the auction. But these kind of mechanisms, they become an opportunity to be in those projects and to generate with a very hiring scheme in the long term. Such a way, if we present a project here, we have an education, such a way we have the firm intention to continue with them and getting into them in order to be able to offer to our customers. On the other hand, we received some acknowledgments, very special ones, because every single year we have some environmental lab or work and everything, a great place to work and things. We achieved 5 points in the country, in the great place to work, because we have 100 workers in quality and lifestyle and everything, laboral conditions, and the sustainability,
remarks as well. And also for the first year, we get the bronze distinction in energy. And we are the few ones in these things we can achieve that part. Okay. So this was just like the result of the report. We're really happy because of the energy of 2019 with so many ideas and too many new projects as well. Well, so let's see, we're going to have a space to open and to talk. And if you have any questions or doubts, so thank you very much, Mr. Samuel. At this moment, we would like to remind you that for doing, asking some questions, use the asterisk in the keyboard after number one keyboard. Start number one to ask some questions, and the first question is coming from Diego Huitrago from Bancolombia. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have two questions. First of all, related, if you can give us a guide of CapEx on the investments of 2019, and if it's possible to generate it because of the kind of investments, and secondly, is just a little bit of the strategical point of view, which are the main objectives of the huge milestones that we should have in this 2019. Thank you very much. Perfect. Diego, good morning. So I tell you, we're going to start by the second one, according to the projects in this year. San Esteban, this year was something from CapEx in order to have a number. Well, first of all, we're really focused on the consolidation strategy of renewable, non-renewable energy in this case because of the first projects in Guajira. So in the solar matter, when I believe, as we told you, first of all, clearly, we're talking about leadership that we call the B2B or B2C. So we have more than 80 megawatts in different institutions. We're reaching the 6,000 clients, and we continue speeding in our commercial strategy, improving the product, the value offered. We would like to have some retail projects. We're facing that, Diego, and the hydraulic call, we're facing things with some strength that those projects. We have in Guajira 430 megas, so we're going to have 80 megas. We hope to gather these auctions because there is some project that's a complement of our matrix, and they can give us a differential as a level customers of the distribution. It's, for us, is really happy because we gain another plan, and as a distribution plan, those 600 training clients that we are assisting, we didn't send the call, but the quality report, we reported at December like the best in the country related to quality. The 8% is a source of value, so we're going to be focused in those profitabilities. Just a little bit about it, and in comparison, then giving you an idea what we have done, and in Central America, we're consolidating the very pretty similar portfolio. And with the improvement that we have had in Panama, we're passing through some Panama institutions to some 273 megawatts. We're the leaders up there. And we're talking about the solar roofs, and we have some portfolios, which is really interesting. Because of the B2B, we're leading this with Costa Rica and Honduras as well, yeah, as a complement of this portfolio as well. So we're gonna get busy on this and to continue working on this path as well, or to continue working on these kind of projects, the strategical, Esteban. Ricardo, thank you. All right, CapEx, the guidance closing. As Ricardo said, we had a reduction of CapEx this year related to what we have been talking about 2018 related to Colombia's matter. Talking about 200,000 million Colombian pesos related to the phase of the first access to Caribe plan related to the normal and regular operations of Central Caribe. And let's say keeps something related to
enhance and highlighting related to competence in Colombia. As part of this, in Central America, we're going to have a very important CAPEX this year related to the construction of the area in Honduras and Panama as well. We already have 170,000 million as an investment. Okay, Diego. Thank you. Next question is Rodrigo Sanchez from Corridors. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have two questions. First of all, if you can give us more details about the Valle Las Minas and contracts and expectations and the impact that we're going to have in the first quarter 2019. And secondly, if you can tell us a bit with bigger customers in Central America as well. For example, in ML bad negotiations in the end of the quarter, we have a decreasing in order to have a scheme in the long term, a doable of the plant, and the contract clearly has an issue, a risk, because it's something complex. And we have some fixed costs we need to report as well in order to handle in a better way. So what do you establish? So we're going to have a little bit commitment of the partner from Panama who's going to be talking about 50% of the company, and the 50% is the capitalization. There's going to be near $18 million. So this capitalization is practically the Panamanian state is going to be in equal conditions or doing what belongs as a partner. So this was due to the complex to the short term in order to achieve that challenge. This process, let's say, like the situation facing the authorities that we hope will be really useful for those effects. We're talking about some assets, very important one for Panama as well. It was really strategical. It gives us a very good strategy because of the Panama, some issues that we have over there, we are solving them. And we're really wise working on that, but we have hope and waiting for solving those situations and moving ahead. Now, related to the business and clients, as a complement of the RLMN, Rodrigo, in order to take a real expectation, the work and referral related to contracts and solutions, it's principle that 2019 is going to have a contractual position, not like 2018, you're talking about 2019. And as Ricardo said, it's generating better incomes in a general situation related to 2018 and 2018 as a reference in this case in a long term. So we hope 2018 will have a better behavior related to this matter. However, this first quarter is going to have a really improvement, a really important increase in related to Panama because of the asset, because of the asset as well is going to be required. So it's very important with the behavior. Yes, indeed. Good news over there. On the other side, we have big customers. We're talking about 150 gigas. So it's going to be about 100 or something similar. Assisting some regulations, Panamanian requisitions or requirements in order to active this, in order to support and contribute to this matter as well. And the commercial and technical side we're doing and rocking ahead because we want to keep the trend and continuing working with this participation because we're the leaders on that. And we hope continuing handling. We are waiting, for example, some other customers as well. That is just a little bit what we have in quotation marks. Okay, Rodrigo, I wanted to go deep into to understand if the CAPEX line is contemplated every type of capitalization related to the mines as well, what the CAPEX is the operational CapEx as well. As Ricardo said, in the agreement with the partner, as a contribution in the previous years, the part, we're talking about 18 million. We're talking about the contribution of the partner in order to start reaching and to start talking about these matters as well, in order to update in such a way these matters too, because it's not on the line, the guide of change.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Pretty clear. Crystal clear. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Next question, Juliana Garcia from Mutuas Finfo.
Good morning. First of all, I wanted to thank because of the presentation, and I had some questions, some potential questions related to diminishing of taxes, diminishing. I would like you to tell me more, a little bit more about that reduction, or maybe it was because of the help of 1715 help or some expectations, generation of thermal expectations as well in Colombia. What you think about of the reservoirs conditions, the level of the rivers. If you want me to start with that one, or we can continue to talk with the other ones. Which one would you like me to start? We have some bad contributions to the system. What we're talking about in the center on southwest because of the historical. Which means we had a really special situation in Guajira and Valle del Cauca as well. We'll say that we contribute our contribution as what we hope as always we the best in that project as well, in order to recover the port as well. It's a project that the country needs, and it'll be a better condition. Up there, we had some conditions. Some usage of the reservoir in a really fast way because of the project itself, and it generated effectively when we have the proposals of time because of the Cauca River with the ecological flow, a big one, so it was affected. We contributed a little bit, and we have that reservoir almost that in the minimum operative by one side. What happened with this? The price was generated in the stock market was clearly over 250 pesos, which has been some peaks or 350. It has a reflection of volatility. On the other side, we have a lot of volatility as well due to the agencies that because of the El Niño phenomenon. The probability increased, decreased, and once again, it has been increasing. Clearly, always there's an excuse. The excuse is that you lose all the capacity of the productivity as well. Few clarity that allows us to handling this, no troubles at all, and we need to continue handling the reservoir situation in the end of March and the beginnings of April.
Esteban, yes, let's talk about taxes. In the last quarter, as we said in the report of the conference, we have two huge topics. First of all, indeed, as a result of the financing flow, we have a recalculation because of the taxes, and that gives us an income of 28,000 million incomes in the first quarter. Indeed, in the first quarter, we registered some taxes reductions because of the application of the Jumbo Law, which was a reduction in taxes. Now, the reduction, the effective reduction of the taxes, 7,000 million pesos. We're talking about 44,000 million reduction yearly. 16,000 coming from IVA on the machinery, and 20,000 is coming from the benefits of conciencias and usage of fiscal matters as well.
I have been expectation related to the second question. I guess El Niño is bothered by the water, and it has been generating chemicals in some any moments. So we're not active in this case, some dryness or something, general terms. But the rates are available for everyone who needs them. Thank you very much.
Next question is Mike Hearns from GTB. Good morning, Ricardo, Esteban. It's a pleasure for me to say hello. I had three questions, two of them related to what you already asked, and mainly the acceptation of in Central America and for that segment as well. First of all, it was related to the hiring that Captiva had in the last quarter, related to how much and the percentage was hired, the plant related to hiring level to 100% as you had before, and how is the current situation with related to hiring conditions, talking about February 2019. The second question is related to the business with the Panama contracts and governments as well, to understand which are the points that you are talking in the table of negotiation related to the pertinence of the plans of the long term, or something has been related to prices and quantities that we have been negotiating, as well as specifically trying to deal with. And thirdly, understanding in the Duango situation and everything and the auction that we have been coming next week, I would like to see your position related to those issues and what means to such, I mean, what do you consider related to the plants and the conditions and the complex and the situations, the protocol, because of the participation of auctions, and on the other hand, you will be focused on this long-term of hiring situation in these auctions in 2018. Thank you very much.
Perfect. So it's a pleasure to ask to say hello too. So we're going to start with Captiva as well. And if you want to talk about with NLC, related to Martin and to all of you guys. Well, Martin, Captiva in 2018 situation, basically we had, as you were asking about your percentage questions, in 2017, we almost reached zero, basically, related to Captiva. For 2019, we're talking about the coordination of the operation with the customers, because of Captiva has some more contracts related to the potential they have indeed as well. We're talking about an increasing of 70 or 80%. It's an increasing, huge, it's very important. 2018, it was really great to invoice as the plan of the auctions of the matter, the significant fall as well for that part. Let's say the relationship that we had. Perfect. Last question related to prices of hiring, the new ones, which are the differentials related to the previous one to according to the plan? Well, it's very particular, yes. The price of potential in Panama for the short-term auctions we had relatively stable during the last 3 years. So I guess it's not going to be a differential. So in BNL, so the asset in this case with this representation in Panama, people and transmission in Panama is clearly an asset that we need in order to have that clear. In Panama, we had something interesting because we are starting some renewable energies because of the panels and solars as well. And every single matrix related to the plant and related to the matrix in this country. So there's coming a transition procedure as well. And our partners is the state, is the government. So the doability of these plants, it's on the table, and we are in a process, obviously, with a distributor. And the distributor is the one who takes the contracts who are allocated. And we are defining if we are able to give life to a contract that is in there in that case. So it's nothing related to the state, but it's just doing something. Who is the one who's in the middle of that situation? We are working on that process. That process changes every single day, so it's a little, it's a big thing to deal with. So we hope to have a better overview. Well, related to Lituango, so the entrance of, the interest of Lituango to participate, as everyone we knew, it was an auction convocated called, but let's say we need to respect the rules of the game. So according to the law, according to the competitors as well. So with that information, which aspect we can have and see if any of our projects can make sense according to our strategies in order to gain something, and we're really focused on the non-conventional renewable energies in this project, with the project that we have in Guajira as well. Perfect, Ricardo and Esteban, thank you very much. Thank you. Next questions, Diego Huitrago from Bancolombia. Okay, good morning again. I would like to take the opportunity, so modern margins matter, to have clarified related to the sustainability of renewable energies. Let's say like energy, Lituango is going to be, it was going to be considered in the offering and not in the objective demanding. You can tell us more about it, confirm if we're talking the 218 kilowatts per hour, it's included. Hidrotuango is going to be like that, or definitely it's going to be considered by the other side. Well, yes. Well, in order to clarify that part, well, we have an estimated calculation of the need of energy that is required for 2022 is taking into account the Hidrotuango, it hasn't been inside. So with the 228 kilowatts, it's going to close the gap between the offering and the demand in the General Motors. So that is an energy density independently of Hidrotuango. Diego, remember the auction as well as the operates in the market, let's say, as always, is allocated to the total of the demanding in this case. We're talking about 216 gigas is the total of the demanding in this case to product because of the profitability as well. And after works in order to discover how much it's susceptible to this part too, it's not a minus or something like that. Let's say the 82,000 is like the demanding and subtraction. Indeed, we need to subtract one of the coordinations in Lituango that today has many systems and which obtained the auctions in 2018 because of the thing that we're going to start in 2021. So it's continuing with the general point of the market according to this valid and is updated. That part of the Lituango, it's going to be working as something susceptible to higher because of the rules of the auction, so they won't be withdrawal in this case. Exactly, of something that we didn't do or something. Yeah, at that part, you subtract that part. What is not in there is the one that Lituango lost because they didn't comply with 2018. That is the part which is available, the 600 megas. I understood that, let's say, one of the options of the auction was to the objective demanding. There was a 82,000 just in this special case because of the continuity of Lituango, if it was participating in the auction. and added to 82,000, let's say like 3,500 gigawatts or something that way, say, like the offering of a lead triangle, the demanding of to have something extra as a prevention as well. So I don't know if it's going to be like that. Well, we don't know, Diego. Our understanding, we guess not. So we had some conversations. There's a lot of noise in the corridors. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, sure. Thank you, Diego. Thank you very much. Next questions. Angela Gonzalez, Credit Corp. Hey, good morning for the presentation. My question is relating to benefits related to taxes as a guidance. And related to the numbers that we have in 2018, we can see the same numbers of 2019. And for December, for some companies that they say that they have some extra benefits as well. So we have a better taxes conditions and rates as well. Okay, Angela. The sound was really low, so but maybe we could understand the question related to taxes to this year with many chapters and a little bit about the new finance law related to VAT matters as well. We can apply the mega investments and related to thousands and millions of dollars in investments. I can answer just a little bit because we have been answering because of the mega investments package. Let's say, for example, for 1 million pesos investments, we can have some projects. But the generation of those employments, because of the assets that are real for this capital and too many times are really important for the evaluation of employees, or we have been studying and we're going to continue studying these details and we're going to deliver the details of these regulations at such a point to get into it. So I don't know, just like a guidance of the taxes issue because of the 1715 law, with that discount of the VAT, that the things that we haven't been seeing that part as well, and activation and generates in an easier way to all of us to continue moving forward to invest. There's going to be a leverage in this case, which is really needed. In the guidance of 2015, which was part of your question, Angela, is relatively simple. The organization has been announcing the relationship that we have been working with the solar panels as well in the past years and all investments as a consequence of 1715. So we're working on this for the application during the last year because we were talking about Bolivar's group as well because of the capture of benefits. In order to work this year, which is a really important part. We have seen in general, as we were seeing this before, related to the bonus of 400 million pesos. So that is just a taxes of unknown renewable or solar overall, because let's say at the beginning is that the one we're going to start hoping. In the VAT matters, we have been always, it's a companion that we have been using a benefit of raw materials or basic industrials as well. As we have been focusing related to the VAT that we have in the machinery purchases. What it gives the financial law as a possibility is to increase those discounts because those discounts are important to us. And we have been working 2018, we have been proving in 2018 that they have been through the mechanism of basically having industry, it was enhanced with some other benefits and with more other services as well. So we are hoping those ones will be increased in time. Well, currently we don't know according to the regulations what were the goods, capital goods, were involved to apply to the mechanism. We have from the definition, we need to increase that benefit as well. Very well. I don't know, Angela, if we answered. Yes, it was pretty clear for me. Thank you very much. Angela and Juliana, congratulations because of the execution, because of the integration, the Credit Corp and the other partner as well. Thank you very much. Next question, Rodrigo Torres from Valor Analytics. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. Just I would like to clarify if you can tell me about more about the CAPEX digits. I got 200 million in Colombia. And the comparison that we had in order to have clear digits. Thank you. Sure, Rodrigo. Well, Rodrigo, well, 2018, we invested related to Colombia's region 600 million pesos. So apparently pushed by the Cinco Caribes plan, we have a relevant participation as well. But we hope to Colombia 600 million pesos, our CAPEX will be reduced to $400 million in this case. In the Central America region occurs something different. In 2018 in Central America, we could invest about $30 million. What we are expecting in this Central America port will be another amount in this case. So that's basically digits related to CAPEX as a comparison with the previous year within region and region. Perfect. Thank you very much. And at this moment, we have no questions, so we give the floor to the panelists to their last comments. And thank you very much, you all. Here they remind me. Please, the ones who are not following us on Twitter, please follow us, please, because we're giving you more information in detail related to these indicators and these answers. If you want to go deeper as well related to these investments chapter, we're going to play some squares related to the questions that you have done. Thank you very much, you all. So we hope to see you again coming soon and to have good news in this February. This is going to be great. Thank you very much. So that's the way we conclude this teleconference. Thank you very much for the participation. You can unplug. Thank you very much.